Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. Some people get excited when Donald Trump speaks. I can understand that. He's a hate object and a love object for the rubes, and their emotions run wild on cue, just as the cunning race intends. And he's kind of unpredictable. Will he withdraw troops from Syria or just move them around a bit? Will he tell us that we have to stop all these Middle Eastern wars while simultaneously funding Israel's war machine to the tune of more billions than the whole U.S. budget used to be, and continuing to run the kill list and the never-ending drone attacks and the seldom publicized commando raids all across the many nations that Israel considers enemies? Will he tell us he's raising tariffs or lifting them? Will he blather about the much-needed but totally imaginary wall? Will he tell us how much we love and need all those highly skilled and patriotic non-white immigrants? Will he ever dare to use the word nationalism again? Or will he get teary-eyed about the heroes who fought against the Germans and against nationalism in the good war? When Donald Trump speaks, it can make your head spin. But that's not the kind of speech I'm interested in hearing. I tune that garbage out just as automatically as I tune out commercials and animated internet ads. Donald Trump's speeches and those of his rivals might as well not even exist, as far as I'm concerned. Forget Donald Trump. This is the speech I want to hear. Quote, "Ladies and gentlemen, fellow Americans, today America is restored. Today, a massive conspiracy to destroy our nation and people has been thwarted, and the conspirators and traitors have been arrested or fled, and I promise you that every single one of them will face justice. Most of you have known, or at least sensed, that America was being led astray, led into degeneracy and suicide, flooded by enemy aliens, eviscerated by pointless wars, and that our hard-working, honest, and trusting people were being fed lies and were being ground down into poverty by the theft of their wealth. What you sensed was true. Many of you saw that the power structure erected by the world's wealthiest and most powerful ethnic group, the Jews, was at the center of the conspiracy. And you were right. Such alien power has been removed, and had to be removed. And if the men behind that power even slightly threaten to return, they will be pursued to the uttermost ends of the earth. But far more shameful, far more evil, and far more worthy of punishment are those among our own kin, Americans and Europeans, who willingly sold themselves and sold their own children's future for money, and served the conspiracy by being its functionaries and its public faces. A special justice awaits such traitors, and it cannot and will not be evaded. Today we restore America. Today, too, a new America begins with new principles and new laws that will make such a conspiracy impossible in the future, that will make true liberty possible again that will assure our children's future into an infinity that we can now begin to imagine, but only they will know. The conspirators, who through their secret unity and through their manipulation and theft of our money gained great wealth, began by infiltrating and perverting our institutions of learning and scholarship and instruction. In a thousand different ways, they turned entire generations against their own kind, against their own culture, against their own survival. They then repeated the same kind of subversion and division on a larger scale by using their ill-gotten wealth and influence and academic prestige to manage and own the media of public entertainment and information. Newspapers, magazines, film studios, broadcasting stations and networks, social media combines on the internet. And with this multiplied power, coupled with their secret unity of purpose, they were able to gain control of the political process. No candidate can be elected or retain office without their vetting and permission. And any candidate or official, and even in recent years, any scientist or scholar or private citizen who defies the will of the conspirators is professionally and personally destroyed. In recent years, in fact, it has become increasingly obvious that the goal of this conspiracy has been and is to commit genocide. Genocide against the founding people of America and the founding peoples of Europe and European culture wherever they may be found. To say that the actions of this conspiracy are evil and immoral and intolerable and unacceptable is to vastly understate our case. The very existence of such a conspiracy is intolerable, wherever they may be on their timeline of genocide. The existence of this conspiracy, at least in our nation and the nations who have joined with us today, is now at an end. Today I have directed the Council of National Salvation, whose members I have carefully chosen from the National Alliance and our best and most loyal scientists, engineers, military men, and union business and spiritual leaders, to oversee a transition to the new America. Our new America. And to appoint new men as necessary, and create new institutions as necessary, and make new laws as necessary for the rebirth of our people on the North American continent. The members of the former Congress and Senate, and officials of agencies private and public deemed by the Council to be a part of the conspiracy, have been arrested and are awaiting trial. The media of mass information that illegitimately controlled the political process and were complicit in genocide, and the financial institutions that were defrauding the public, funding the conspiracy, and were therefore also complicit in genocide, have been nationalized and will operate henceforth under the direction of the Council. There is almost no danger of retaliation from the conspirators. The scientific and technological powers recently gained by our alliance, thanks to the patriotic scientists and businessmen who developed them, have made us, our leadership, and in fact all Americans and allied Europeans, for all practical purposes, immune from any weapons, including atomic weapons, that might be launched against us by the remaining conspirators. And any such attempt by the conspirators would be met with their total and instantaneous destruction, as they well know. They will do as they are told. The conspirators have denounced our new order as racist and have attempted to stir up other nationalities against us, but their screeching is more and more falling on deaf ears. These other peoples now increasingly recognize that they too have been exploited and duped and cynically used by the conspirators and are eager to cast off their chains and define and achieve their own destiny and self-determination too. With our new powers and with the liberation of America and Europe comes a new and more free world, a world in which money no longer rules, where money is a store of honest value and no longer a master, a world where the evils of multiracial colonial empires will never exist again, a world where the evolution of life and consciousness can resume its upward journey, a natural world no longer plundered beyond reason to feed the ever-growing maw of usury. All laws that prohibit crime or evil of any kind are still fully in place and will be enforced with more vigor than ever before. Those who think they can exploit the weak by taking advantage of the new situation will find themselves not only punished, but completely excluded from our new society. Do right, all of you. I know that with very few exceptions, all of you will. The new America is really a new world, and it will be a world very much worth living in. The work of the National Council will be reported upon every evening, online, in the press, and on this network. Until the Council fully reorganizes our broadcasting system, we will be presenting the works of the greatest musical artists and composers on this network over the next several weeks, beginning tonight with the works of Ludwig van Beethoven. Good night. And may divine providence bless our great undertaking. Close quote. Now that's the kind of speech I want to hear. Of course, when the real speech comes along, there may be significant variations. It might not encompass all of America. It might just be the secession of a significant part. It might encompass more than just America. It might begin in another nation. But it will, it must, entail the defeat of those who are trying to kill us, those who are committing genocide. The specifics of the powers gained, powers that cannot be resisted, might not be what you think either. You could think of those powers as what the great film director Alfred Hitchcock referred to in the plots of his films as the MacGuffin. MacGuffin is a made-up nonsense word for an important concept in fiction and drama. The word was coined by the English screenwriter Angus MacPhail, who worked with Hitchcock, but the concept is as old as the earliest stories ever told. Now, what is a MacGuffin? To a director, it's the thing, and it could be anything, that the main characters want to have, must have, and which sets them fighting each other, killing each other, and all the rest. It could be the secret microfilm, as in Hitchcock's North by Northwest. It could be the Maltese Falcon. It could be the gold in the hills or the oil in the valley. In medieval tales, it might be the Holy Grail. In more modern works, it could be a new and secret weapon that cannot be resisted. It's what the characters must have. In my analogy, it's what we must have. It doesn't have to be an irresistible weapon, as implied in my speech. It could be an irresistible anti-weapon, as I also suggested. It could be a new way of thinking, adopted by so many of our folk that they'll never support or work for or fight for the system that is killing us again. It could be a new spiritual movement that unites 1 million or 10 million white people in a new society within a society, so strong that it comes to power silently and bloodlessly. It could well be something that has not only not been thought of yet, but hasn't even been conceived abstractly. But whatever our MacGuffin turns out to be, we must have it. We must win. And building the consciousness that we are right, that we must win among more and more of our folk, is precisely what makes it more and more likely, as time goes by, that what we need will be created and will be given to us and to no one else. And once we have what I lightheartedly call the MacGuffin, once we have what we must have, then we will finally be able to do what must be done.